Hello, Vivian Joy here, Mindset Reset and Business Coach. Just wondering, somebody yesterday said to me on a coaching session, how does fulfillment feel? Oh, that's an interesting one. And I said, are you asking me or are you wanting to know how it feels for you? Because of course, my map of the world is very different to yours. And when we're talking about our future, which is obviously what we do on a Friday, fulfillment is a really important part of your future. It really is, because if you're not fulfilled, well, you're fed up normally. So if you're a bit fed up, it means you don't have fulfillment. It could go across everything. Like I used to eat really badly and I've started to eat much better. And I feel much more fulfilled with the food I'm eating, because I'm really valuing it and understanding what it's doing for my body rather than shoveling loads of shit in my face. So it's not that I've got any sort of angel halo, trust me, I should probably have a gin later, but I do feel, and even when I do, I enjoy that more. I feel more fulfilled rather than forced. So what is it for you? Then this is a really, really powerful question, and it's definitely worth taking a moment of your time for, to think about what you can get more fulfillment and satisfaction in all areas of your life. So we're in a bit of a throwaway culture. You will probably agree with that, I feel sure. I don't know about you, I buy clothes, they're pretty cheap, I throw them away. I'm not really a kind of premium brand girl. I'm more a kind of, you know, buy it from the high street kind of girl. And a lot of the things in my life, if it needs fixing, unless it's really expensive or got massive value to me, then I probably won't either. So we're in a throwaway society. And because of that, we actually don't put maximum effort into things as well. So, for example, now we're online. I don't know about you. I've got all times on my Facebook profile over 5,000 friends. I have to continuously move people out, people I haven't spoken to, people who are a bit dormant on Facebook, not bringing anything to the party, or I'm not really enjoying. So if I'm not putting effort in, I'm not getting anything out. It's quite straightforward. No effort in, nothing out. And some of the times you'll be thinking, well, I'm not feeling any satisfaction from that. Have a look at what you're giving to it. If you're not getting the results in your business, are you making maximum effort in the right area, or are you just doing what you've always done? If you haven't got the love and fulfillment and satisfaction from a partnership, are you giving your all in that, or are you just sitting here and expecting it? Same with friendship, same with everything. When you are completely in, all in, you'll get it back one way or another. If not, put it all in a different place. If you're all out, then you're going to be all out of fulfillment and satisfaction too. Worth a thought, eh? How can you put more into your life to get more out? That's my question today. Simple one. You know where I am if you need me. Have a great weekend.